In rural Wisconsin, friends and neighbors often volunteer their time to provide life-saving care to people in their time of need. But as Danielle Kading reports, some emergency medical services are seeing fewer volunteers, and communities are struggling to come up with the money to provide care.
MMC, MedTuz, and Redcliffe Intercept. Patient complaining of chest pain.
Two paramedics head out from the Ashland Fire Department to help Redcliffe's volunteer EMS service with a patient.
We'll step out, grab our gear, and we'll climb into their ambulance to receive a report from the EMTs and basically pick up from there.
That's Rain Ettinger. For the past 5 years, he's been paid to fight fires and help save lives in the Ashland area. That's not the case for Redcliffe's EMTs. Bayfield Mayor Larry McDonald says he was in a similar spot several years ago when he had a major heart attack.
Combination of Bayfield volunteer EMS and the Ashland paramedics doing their intercept is a big portion of what kept me alive.
McDonald believes he wouldn't have been so lucky if the local volunteers hadn't been there. Ashland Fire Chief Wayne Chenier says volunteers are vital to rural emergency services because his department can't meet every call for help.
We cover, 400 and some square miles for EMS and about a couple hundred for fire, and it is a challenge.
Ashland Fire's first priority is to the city and five nearby towns that pay for service. But paying towns like Eileen explored using the less costly volunteer services. Former chairman Terry Torco says close to half the town's levy goes to pay for emergency services each year, leaving less for road repairs and other services.
It became abundantly clear that our five towns have a problem, but there's a larger problem out there regionally, in that the volunteer fire ambulance services are starting to decrease in numbers of volunteers.
Rural volunteer firefighter and first responder Adam Olson says one reason is that people are working long hours or two jobs. He says others shy away from the physical and emotional toll.
It's tough. It may not be easy going to a car accident at 11:30 on a Friday night in a rainstorm, but if we don't go, who will?
Lawmakers introduced a bill this month that would change a state requirement to have two licensed EMTs or similarly trained staff on an ambulance call. Ashland State Senator Janet Bewley says it allows a first responder like Olson to lend a hand.
The EMT is a level up, and it takes more time, more training. There are fewer of them. It just makes it harder to staff that call. This way, we're going to be able to make the best use of the time and energy that our volunteers are willing to commit.
In Washera County, EMS Director Brian Donaldson says the county and Wautoma subsidize a regional ambulance service that staffs ambulances at stations spread around the county. He says that cuts back on duplication of services and cost.
Rural EMS has really struggled because of the limited reimbursement on fees for service.
If we get paid, which is a big if.
That's Rob Poles, paramedic coordinator for Great Divide Ambulance Service in Bayfield County. He says they barely break even when patients are covered by Badger Care and some don't have insurance. To bring in more money, Great Divide provides patient transports for hospitals.
If we took that income away, I'm not really certain that our communities could afford to pay professional people, mixed people like we do now.
But Poles says they may have to find another way. He says more EMS providers are competing for patient transfers to keep their services going. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.
State Senator Janet Bewley has been keeping an eye on the challenges facing rural EMS responders in the state, and she joins us now to talk about those issues and more. Senator Bewley, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Well, what are the biggest challenges you see facing rural emergency responders in Wisconsin right now?
Fewer trained people and larger distances to cover. It's a way of life up there in the north when everybody can think about going to the northern part of Wisconsin and you enjoy the great outdoors, but that's a lot of distance for emergency personnel to cover, and we depend upon volunteers to cover both the fire calls and the ambulance calls. And when we have fewer people who are able to volunteer, we have to figure out ways to cover the need.
Now, in the piece we just heard, some possible answers to the question of why those volunteer numbers are declining, long hours, maybe people working two jobs. Is that what you're seeing?
Absolutely. And then combine that with the fact that some of the counties in the north are ones that have a pretty high population of aging citizens. We're getting older in the north, and most of the younger people people are either choosing to leave the area. They hold two jobs. They are just not in the same lifestyle that allowed their parents to be able to volunteer. We're having a hard time finding people who are willing to dedicate so much of their lives to a volunteer service.
What do you see as being at stake when volunteer numbers like that drop?
Well, of course, you know, the number one thing we want to do is make sure that people feel safe when they're in the North Woods, either because that's where you live or that's where you're vacationing. And right now, I want people to know you are safe. We have a very high quality of both professional and professional volunteers. But we do know in the future it's going to get harder and harder to recruit the volunteers. So that's why we want to come up with innovative ways to be able to cover the calls. I'm talking now about ambulance calls. And one of the things we can do is to have the requirement that just one EMT and one first responder is on the call rather than two EMTs. The EMT is requires a longer training period, and the first responders can certainly do their part while the EMT is handling the patient.
So what kind of training would you need as a volunteer if you're on that call?
Well, the EMT is a statewide.
Or is the volunteer, I should say.
The volunteer, the first level of a volunteer is a first responder, and that's a very basic course that you can take, and it takes, I believe, about 2 days of all-day training. It's hard work, and you've got to maintain your qualifications, and you have to be willing to be on call, to wear that beeper so that you can be a first responder. An EMT is one level up, and there is even more training, and you are required to, again, maintain that level of certification, and you, too, have to be on a beeper. There are more first responders than there are EMTs, and there are even fewer paramedics, the next one up. So if we can have one EMT, one first responder on an ambulance call rather than two EMTs, it will start to take some of the pressure off.
And you've supported that move. Where is that right now?
Well, it's been introduced as a bill. We're waiting for a hearing, and then once it's been heard and voted on, it could go to the floor. I wouldn't expect that to happen until the fall.
How urgent do you see this issue as being?
Well, I think that we know that this is going to become even more of a problem as our population ages and as more and more people want to come to the North and enjoy the recreational opportunities. It's our responsibility that people are safe, and therefore it is our responsibility to make sure that we have the personnel to cover the calls.
And getting the people up there to fill these positions brings up a broader issue, and that is making Northern Wisconsin a place that young people want to come and live and to fill these roles. Mm-hmm. What are you doing to encourage that?
We have to make sure that Northern Wisconsin has the kind of basic infrastructure that you can find in any other part of the state. And by infrastructure, I mean 21st century infrastructure, which is, of course, roads, but it's also communication and connectivity, having the adequate broadband speeds that people are used to in urban areas should be something that you should have automatically in the North. The same thing goes with quality schools and, again, emergency care. We need to make sure that people can enjoy the out-of-doors, but yet know that there's 21st century infrastructure holding up the communities that are there to serve them.
And some of these things you're talking about, the broadband and roads, these are issues that require money, and we're looking at, you know, a budget process that doesn't look to add a lot of things onto it like that, at least for right now. So do you see this as something that will become more and more of a pressing issue?
Well, it's going to become more and more of a pressing issue because you have to realize that we're starting from 20th century infrastructure in a lot of cases. I do not have cell phone coverage in my own home. When I go back to the district, I live in Delta. There are many areas that do not have broadband. Some people, and this is the truth, still depend upon dial-up. So, you know, there's a lot of issues that we need to correct just to get to where the rest of the state is. Now, if you begin to cut existing programs even more, we're not even going to get level with the state. We're going to continue to be falling behind. We need to get into the 21st century.
Do you find it challenging to get out there and make the case for Northern Wisconsin when you have Madison and Milwaukee getting a lot of resources?
Well, I love doing what I do, and I think that we all have to acknowledge the fact that we're very proud of the Northwoods. We're very proud of living in an area that's a little different from the rest of the state. Yet at the same time, we need to make the case for the fact that just because there are trees and bears and deer up there doesn't mean that there shouldn't be broadband and cell phone coverage and emergency services as well. It's done in other states that have, wilderness areas, and we should be able to figure it out, too.
Senator Bewley, thank you so much for joining us.
It's been my pleasure.
That was Wisconsin State Senator Janet Bewley talking about the issues facing rural emergency service providers in the state, particularly in northern Wisconsin.